So our Father, we pray for light and love, for truth and justice. As we hear your word, may it dwell in our hearts and richly direct our lives. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The most popular hymn at funerals is "The Lord's My Shepherd." Sadly, even that well-loved hymn is often sung solo by the minister, as I can testify. But even for our non-farming population, there's something deeply comforting about the pastoral picture of the shepherd caring for the sheep. Not that you'll see a befrocked yokel with straw in mouth and crook in hand sitting amongst the flock these days. No, your shepherd is likely to run up in a Land Rover, getting out with his jacket and with his sheepdog. But we still find comfort in the image these days, the image of days gone by, the good old days, perhaps we might say. As Jesus says, our invitation is to follow the Good Shepherd, who knows the sheep and is known by them. The sort of shepherd that Jesus is thinking of is described by Jacob to his father-in-law Laban. You remember that Jacob had to look after the sheep for 7 years just to get hold of the daughter of Laban. And this is what Jacob writes. "I have been with you for 20 years now. Your sheep and goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten the rams from your flocks. I did not bring your animals torn by wild beasts. I bore the loss myself. And you demanded payment from me for whatever was stolen by day or night. This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime, and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes." Well, that's the picture of the shepherd that Jesus is talking about. When I was doing my PhD in geology, I spent the best part of 3 years out on the hills and mountains of South Wales and Herefordshire, in all weathers, sometimes with hail coming horizontally into my face. Sometimes it was very hot. I was mapping the geological structure of a major fault zone, like that of the San Andreas Fault in California, although this one was active 280 to 350 million years ago. In the course of my work, I saw a great deal of sheep and lambs in many different situations, and again, in all weathers. I saw the sweet young lambs. I saw the shorn sheep. I saw those with scruffy wool waiting to be sheared. I saw injured sheep and those stuck on rocky crags. I saw the evidence of sheep attacked by predators and the dry white bones of those who had died on the mountain slopes. It is out on the hills and mountains that we can see the picture of the vulnerability of sheep and the necessity of the caring shepherd. In the prophecy of Ezekiel, we see a picture of a nation without God and for whom God's appointed shepherds are only in it for themselves. Like the hired man in Jesus' story who runs away when there is difficulty. Ezekiel thinks about the people of Israel in exile, and God gives him a vision of a valley of dry bones, white, bleached by the sun, absolutely dead and beyond life. White, bleached by the sun, like those of the dead sheep that I saw in South Wales, without hope and without a future. And many people we meet feel like this from time to time, the despair of the dark valley where there seems to be no hope. They do, in time, of course, mostly get over it, or spend themselves out of it, or go on holiday to get away from it until the next time. But God promises Israel the breath of life. And Jesus says, I have come that you might have life, life in all its fullness. This life, this presence of God through his Spirit, is constant, ever present through good times and bad. As I've said before, sometime after my niece, aged 10, was killed by a car, my sister-in-law reflected that God does not take you over a problem, under a problem, around it, but rather God will accompany us through them. As we read together in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd calls the sheep by name. He leads the sheep out to find nourishment for life, green pastures, still waters. The sheep follow the shepherd because they know the shepherd's voice. And Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. I am the good shepherd. I do not leave my sheep unprotected. I care for the sheep. I know my sheep. And they know me, and I am willing to die for the sheep. I do this freely. It is my love. It is God's will. These words and promises of Jesus will support and encourage us through tough times, and also, of course, through joyful aspects of our lives and discipleship. And our call is to follow the shepherd and to serve him in our lives. This call comes to all of us. To be a disciple of Christ is to be actively engaged in ministry, to be his body, to be the body of Christ in the world. Jesus, the shepherd, calls us to deny self, take up the cross-shaped life of sacrificial love, and to follow. And this is the time of year when we can think about sheep and shepherds. It's usually a pretty joyful picture at this time of year, because if you go around the fields around here, you drive up toward, in fact, opposite Avenue Road, and you can see the little white lambs prancing around in the field. If you go through Felmersham, you can see black ones in the field on the right-hand side as you're driving towards Radwell. And it's the shepherd who looks after the sheep. While we see them in the fields, there are ewe mothers looking after them. But the shepherd leads us to green pastures, to still water, along right paths. And when we find ourselves in death's dark valley or in deep despair, he promises to be with us there. Provision of all we need, peaceful refreshment, guidance in the right direction, and presence to hold on to us in times of trouble. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. I have come that you might have life, life in all its fullness. And our shepherd will not abandon us in death, but will lead us through death to eternal life. Some are called to be pastors, but first of all comes the call to all of us to be sheep. Sheep that follow the shepherd. We are called to seek the lost sheep, to bring them home. A call which carries responsibility before God, as Ezekiel reminds the religious leaders of Israel. Then Ezekiel goes on to explain the role of the true shepherd. For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they've been scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I myself will tend my sheep and make them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost. I will bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. This is a demanding call. This is the servant model of ministry. And the call is not only to care for the sheep within the fold of the church. In fact, they're the last priority. Our first priority is for the lost sheep, the dry bones without life or hope. We, the gathered church, when we meet together, are being encouraged and equipped to be the scattered church, fulfilling God's call to seek for the lost. We go out into the world with the gospel, good news of a future, of hope, of life as God planned it to be, a fulfilled and a contented life. And we do this out of our experience of the shepherd, out of our experience of love and forgiveness, out of our experience of God's Spirit when life is hard and fearful, and out of our knowledge that God knows us by name and speaks to us. We are ready, willing, even anxious to tell others and to introduce them to our friend, Jesus. The Bible is full of stories of lost people. People like the woman at the well at Sychar or Zacchaeus. People who were ignored and abused by polite society, including the religious folk. Who were alone and probably bitter and who felt a great distance from God. But of course, the woman was the first to whom Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah. And in Zacchaeus' case, Jesus invited himself to a meal at his house and demonstrated his acceptance and love of Zacchaeus by sharing table fellowship with him. I am the good shepherd. I have come that you might have life, life in all its fullness. And our call is to go out and share our lives with the lost. Tough call, yeah. But Jesus the shepherd goes with us. He will be with us wherever we go in his name. And I'd like to, as we conclude, share a meditation which comes from the Iona community, written by a woman called Jan Such Pickard. It's called We Are the Sheep. We are the sheep, flocking together, feeling safe together, following each other, sometimes silly, sometimes confused, always hungry. Not meat eaters, but gentle creatures, keeping our heads down. If we can feed in green pastures, well, sometimes wandering on stony ground, scattering on dark and cloudy days, getting lost, grateful to be found, with our soft wool, very huggable, with our soft heads, very muggable. Simple, sociable, needing a leader, hoping to be looked after. We are the sheep. This is the wolf. Mothers warn their children about it. Even Rottweilers tremble. It is lean and mean and greedy. Sometimes it wears sheep's clothing and seeks into the flock. It is never far away, and what it likes best is to creep up and snatch the sheep. This is the hired man, not a real shepherd. He is just doing a job. They are his living. Who said he should die for them? He doesn't own the sheep. or know their names. They don't know his voice. Their constant bleating annoys him. He cannot be expected to meet all their needs. Sheep are so stupid. He doesn't give a toss. He blames the boss. Why should he care for the flock? When the wolf walks in, he saves his own skin. This is the thief, a real villain, a mugger, a vandal. All he wants to do is to steal and spoil and smash things up, and if he's pushed to it, he'll kill. He doesn't use the door, he comes over the wall. He is no kind of hero. He's not just wicked, he's not just bad. He's what we hate and cannot escape. He's what's gone wrong in our lives. He's the devil in all of us. This is the door. Whoever comes in this way will be safe. Their life will be whole. They will be free to come and go. They will be fed. They will be at home with God. The shepherd. Jesus, you are the shepherd. You care for us and show us what caring really means. You know each one of us by name. We are beginning to recognize your voice speaking to us in our restless, noisy, anxious lives. You gave up your life for us. You didn't run away. No one took it. You gave it. You show us how to live in God's way, in God's love. You are the door to the fold, to a community, which is not just a place of refuge, but a place where we are loved and find courage to go out into the streets. You care for others outside the church. You reach out to them and call them by name. Help us to care for others as we are cared for. Help us not to be afraid or sheepish about our faith, but to follow you in God's way, in God's love. Amen.